views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's great to be here with you today, and we are in March of 2017. Now, last week, we were talking all about that eclipse we had on Sunday, that new moon, and it was a very powerful energy coming through with all of the alignment of everything. And it's been fascinating to watch how this has been playing out. Now, since Sunday, a lot of you have been, you know, sending in your questions, your information, and, you know, what you've been experiencing. And I want to say thank you to that. And those that are watching and all the brand new listeners and viewers that we have that watch the video stream, we have a lot going on and we're feeling all kinds of stuff and we're not quite sure if we've landed back on our 2 feet. That's what Pisces energy can feel like, which was what we really felt come in on Sunday. You may not have been feeling anything until then. If you aren't feeling anything at all, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, okay? Everybody's on a different pace here. You may have done a lot of purging and cleaning where you're going through this smoothly. I wouldn't say I'm going through it perfectly because I have things going back and forth and still finding things that I need to clear, release, heal, all that good stuff. The Pisces energy, just to remind you of how that works, it will take you in and out of like every emotion, every feeling, thought, all kinds of stuff. And it's interesting how just the way divine alignment has happened for this new beginning that we're in, and we're in it now, okay, guys? For the next 6 months, that energy came through and pushed it. Now, we're going to be working with Archangel Raziel today. Yes, Raziel's here again. And he really came through strong for this one, and I love that he did because we need to be more comfortable, if that's even such a thing, with the mysterious. And because that's what it feels like right now. We feel like we're all over the place, in and out, all over. Pisces energy is a little bit more emotional and a little bit more sensitive. It's intuitive. It'll take you inward. And why I'm saying that's such a perfect alignment, which is what Raziel brought to my attention over the last couple of days while I've been working for this show, you know, just tuning into what I'm supposed to share with you, is this. We have to open our hearts, right? We have to listen to our hearts. We have to follow our heart. If we're moving into the new frequency, if you want to ascend and move to that new way of life where it's not all about the negative and the suffering, we've got to start listening to our heart more. We've been making decisions with our mind, and you're going to tug back and forth with that a little bit because your heart's wanting you to do one thing and then your mind's taking over because that's just the way we've always done it. That's what you're comfortable with. And that just seems so bumpy every time we try to go that route, right? Now, the goal is to eventually find a way for us to follow that heart, follow whatever that passion is you have, because that is what's going to lead you to your happiness. We've been talking about this, but now we're in it to where we're actually living it. And we're in it right now where we're, wow, okay, I really got to start paying attention to this, right? your mind is going to think, well, no, wait, and argue. You're going to feel the center conflict a little bit with that. And I want to address that because I find that a lot of people are feeling worn out from that. This is not to make you suffer, because fifth dimension is not about suffering at all. It's about letting go of it all. It's about just going with it. I've had also people saying that they feel that they're all of a sudden just out of the blue finding the things that used to upset them so much just aren't anymore. And they're like, you know, and this is what they say to me. They say, this might sound crazy. I'm like, not really. It doesn't really sound crazy to me. It sounds fantastic. If you find you're just not getting upset about the things that you used to get upset about, go with it. Instead of overanalyzing it, questioning it, like there's something wrong. That's where it's taking you forth. It's like half a step forward where I don't want to be upset with this anymore. I just don't want to make an issue. And then you feel like you're getting yanked back by the mindset. No, wait, we've always been upset about this. We've always felt like that. And then it makes you think you don't care. You're not feeling because you're not getting upset about it. I think we need a lot more of not getting so much, because we can move with a clear mind that follows our heart versus the mind just yanking us all over the place emotionally. Because we're moving into open heart, follow the heart, the Pisces was perfect for this because it's a sensitive emotional sign. Here's the theme that I see running all the way through 2017, okay? And that is, we have to learn how to feel our way through new beginnings versus think it or any other way we've done it, analyzing it. We have to feel those things that we're choosing. And that is what feels so weird for some people. They're not used to feeling anything. They're just used to, okay, this is the way I was raised to do it. This is the way I've always done it. This is what we do. And you're just going to feel like you're spinning your wheels. And here's the thing, you'll probably try it a couple of times. I even found myself and I caught it and I went, oh, wait a minute. Yep, there it is. And I was appreciative that they made me aware of that. And I'm saying the angels, like, thank you for showing me that, because it will help me when someone else is asking me about that. Because that's just what's happening. And I found that you feel like at first you're not caring enough, and that's absolutely the opposite. You're actually beginning to listen to your heart. And right now, your heart is brand new at opening to this. It's brand new to, I don't know if I want to feel that. And then you might feel it. You'll feel that you're a little rocky with it. It's not avoiding at this point. It's not avoiding. We've been talking about the heart a lot. We will probably throughout the year because it's so important. And that's what we're feeling right now. We're feeling all this energy coming up. So what's going on in March, and why is Raziel here for us in March? Well, here's the other thing that's interesting. The year has a theme of relationships, okay? Well, Venus is going into the retrograde, which means, you know, pulling back, reviewing. So now you're going to feel like, why am I remembering all this stuff from when I was 5 years old, you know, 20 years old, you know, all the way back? Or sometimes you feel like, why am I remembering this at all? Was this me? You could even be picking up a different lifetime. We're reviewing relationships. We're reviewing how we approach them, how we are in them. What do we give and take in a relationship? Pisces energy is helping with that a little bit too. And we have Aries energy coming in because that's the beginning of the year. Aries powers in with the energy to just, let's get this done. Let's do this. Let's go, go, go. I've actually had people tell me, I have so much I want to accomplish. I hope I have enough energy for it, because they're usually tired. We have been going where we feel very tired, and you might back and forth with that. That was some of those ascension symptoms, and you have to just listen to where you are in that pace. We work hard. We play hard. We take care of our bodies, and then we need rest. And there's a balance to the whole thing. So, guys, you want to hear that out. And while we're in this, I'm going to bring that Raziel shared and showed me, I love working with that angel. He is such a character. I say character because there's just, he's very different on how he works with you. And you do have to apply yourself. You have to be proactive. And I've had a lot of people, and I will address this quickly, and we're going to take a break before I really start diving in. But I've had a lot of people ask about a show we did 7 months ago, okay? And that was on working on miracles, you know, bringing miracles into your life with Raziel. It's probably one of the top hits on my YouTube channel. My goodness, that just is go, go, go. People really like that one. But I've had a lot of questions on a book I referred to in that episode, and it was the book of Raziel. Who's the author? There isn't an author. I want to just put that out there right now, guys. When you work with Raziel, if you can't find the book, it might not be time. This is the way I understand it. You can go and look, but it's not about finding an author, which version. It's about you doing the research and you digging in. He's a mysterious angel that likes you to start working and doing your own homework. It's really a translation of this book. And there's a few out there, and you go with the one that resonates with you if that's something that you want to do. So for those that have been asking me, where is the book? It's not like that. I'm not endorsing a particular version of this. It's translations of a very ancient book. They say this was the one that was written in heaven, and so it's a translation, and that's what all of the people that translated say. They say it's a translation. So I wanted to address that because we get a lot of questions on that one, and we are working with Raziel again today, so we'll see what happens with the show. I never know with him. We're going to take that short break. When we come back, we're going to keep going. Archangel Raziel and the month of guidance that he's bringing us for March. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy, on
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. We're back live. Sorry about that. I just had this amazing, like, brain, I felt like all kinds of stuff was filling my head. So I went pause there right when we came back on the air. So sorry about that. Here we are. We're talking about Archangel Raziel. And like I said, he's an interesting angel, a character to work with. He's mysterious. His name means the secrets of God, and he is the angel for esoteric study. When you really want to dive deep, when you want to understand how to bring your miracles in. I like that he came in for March at our new beginning of this year, because that's exactly what we need right now, if you're ready to do that. I study this daily. I do. I spend probably a few hours a day working and studying with angels, because that is just my passion, and that's where I have found the most growth. You want to go with what works for you, okay? Not everybody's the same, but and not everybody is about the metaphysical anything, right? Here's the thing, guys, with Raziel. When you work with him, and I'm just, this is a quick refresher, when you work with him, if you're doing a lot of asking and asking and you're not meditating, and you're not listening, he's just going to wait till you do listen. That's a little tip working with him. And if you're looking for that book of Raziel out there that I mentioned, it's really best to work with the angel, not just try to read through it or skip to a part you want. This book doesn't work that way. And honestly, if you try to just go through it like that, it's going to look like, what is this? You know, it's going to look like a very confusing whatever. So, don't rush through this. This is not an instant gratification type of work that you will do when it comes to your spiritual growth and ascension. There's no shortcuts with that. So when you're ready and you really want to dive in, you're going to enjoy it. You're not going to want to rush through it. You're going to want every little morsel there is. He'll give you things to do. He'll give you opportunities to practice what you're wanting to bring into your life. And why I'm saying he's so great for March is because we are writing and creating our brand new beginning, where we want to go moving forward. Everything's like a blank slate for all of us right now. And right now, in your now, every moment of your now, not yesterday, we basically just needed to go into a place where we just let all of that go. Right now, moving forward, okay, that in the now moment, which you hear about and you have been hearing about, now you apply it. If you have never applied it, apply it now, because we're writing what we want. We're writing what we want. And it isn't about, I want a new car and I want lots of money. Okay. Let me just kind of put a blanket on that one for a minute. Because if you think about how you feel, this is the key to 2017 that he really wanted me to bring to your attention. You want to go with the energy of what you want to feel. What do you want to feel? Because maybe you want to feel happiness. Maybe you want to feel healthy relationships in your life. Well, that, when we ask for things like that, it's not like poof, you know, and then, oh, everything's picture perfect. You're going to have to do the work on removing the things that are toxic, and he will give you that opportunity to do that. You may have to let go of some things. You may have to change some habits, things like that. This is how you bring it in. This is the magic of moving it faster, because, guys, this is real. This is a real deal when you want to change your life and move into a higher vibrational frequency of life. Higher vibrations don't have the drama, the toxicity, the negativity. You're healthier, you're not as sick, all the whole thing. I mean, but every soul is doing their own individual work. Every soul is doing what they are here to do and learn and grow through. So Raziel will help you with that. Say you want to live a healthier lifestyle, and you really want to live in your peacefulness and your happiness, okay? Who doesn't want that? But say that's it, okay? Maybe he will take you through lessons to eat a healthier lifestyle, to bring exercise into your life that you can do. Not what, you know, the athletes do. If you you know, don't want to do it that way. Maybe you just need nice walks outside. Maybe you just need to be outside more. Maybe you need to balance. He will bring those opportunities to you that can bring what you're trying to manifest into your life. If you don't do anything to change, he can wait. That's how he is. He can wait. He can wait forever. You know, if you're not willing to do your own work with it, then he's like, okay, I guess you don't really want it. That's probably the easiest way to describe how it is with him. I remember the first few times I've worked with him, and it was like, what the heck are we doing? And you don't understand it because you're so excited. You want the end result, right? And sometimes we feel like kids waiting for Christmas or something. We just can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. And he will teach you some patience. He will teach you to not skip any steps. He will teach you, no, not instant gratification, but we're going to have quality. We're going to have quality gratification. We're going to put some good foundations in place, and he can teach you some amazing stuff. The awareness and the ascension and knowledge that you will gain working with him, to me, is invaluable. I will do it again and again and again every time he comes through or every time I need him. And he's doing that now. And for him to come through like this in a group type thing, I'm like, wow, okay, give me some pointers. Give me some specifics, please. And I asked him, said, what do you want me to share with a large radio audience? Because he's more of an angel you work with when you're ready. When it's time for you to work with him. So it was interesting that he came through like this. Well, in general, you're listening when you take 5 minutes to meditate or just be quiet, okay? Because if you're repeatedly asking for help, asking for help, asking for help, then you're frustrated because they're not helping. Are you quieting down to listen? Are you having a hard time focusing, and you don't have to sit for an hour and listen. This may unfold over a period of time because we might not understand the divine timing of something. If it's a big transformation you're going through, it might take a little bit longer. Some of the smaller ones are much quicker. Some of the smaller ones are much quicker. It just depends on if you are working on it regularly. If you want to change, sometimes we can say, hey, I want this. Sure, I do. But then when it comes down to it and we're really faced with what we would have to do to make those changes, do you really want to make changes? This is something for you to make a choice on. So March, he's saying in general, like he brought in the going inward. First of all, for those, this is a message really for he's got messages for different situations here. But the first one is if you really want the change, but you're finding it difficult to turn inward because you get upset emotionally or you don't want to go there. You don't want to think about that. Or you're overcoming the avoidance of walking through your fire. Okay. That's what he calls it. He goes, you're working to overcome the avoidance of walking through your fire. What is the fire? That is your issue that you need to resolve, heal, release, let go of, whatever it might be. So he comes through that way for one. So that is more of a turning inward. The big push right now is everybody take that 5 minutes. And I say 5 minutes because that would be monumental for someone that doesn't do any. You don't really need any more than 15 minutes. You can simply take a walk around the block and let your mind just rest. Okay? If you're one of those that think all the time, analyze, you're going to see very clearly where you are with, are you in the mind or in the heart? Because right now, he wants you to try and work with that more because... Okay, there's my co-host. Emmy, it's okay, dude. Yeah, we had a delivery apparently. And of course, they only ring the doorbell on live show day. So isn't that fun? So now, Emmy, okay. So when you are working with meditation, you have to just make time, 5 minutes, 1 minute, start with 1 minute, just sitting and not doing anything, just sitting. If you were to work with at least 5 minutes a day, even if it's right before you lay down or right first thing in the morning, I find that first thing in the morning is the best time because you're coming right out of sleep and your mind is kind of halfway in that subconscious state, and it's the easiest time to practice it, like first thing in the morning, before you even check your email, before you run and check all your stuff on your social media. Give yourself 5 minutes without all the invasion, okay? This is going to get you onto a really good start if you really want to work with this angel. All the angels encourage the meditation because that is our listening mode for us to receive. This one in particular is saying for all of this new that we're trying to bring in, it's really important for those that are avoiding this part. That's why you might feel the frustration. And when you first start, you're probably going to struggle with that mind back and forth, getting in the way. It's going to show you how the mind is still trying to make the choices for you, where we're moving into a year of making choices from the heart. So this one might be a bit of a boot camp for some of you that are brand new to this. So I really have to bring this up because that was the first thing he wanted me to address. If you really want to get real with this, you've got to start bringing the meditation into your life. And you don't have to worry about doing it right or wrong. Just sit down and quiet your mind for a couple of minutes. Now, we have to take another break. So when we come back, we're going to keep going with Archangel Raziel's guidance for March of 2017. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, or you might be tuning in, listening, or watching our video live stream. You can check that out at jenroyster.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salovia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
We are back. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the show and welcome to all of our new listeners and viewers. We work with metaphysics. We work with the energy. We work with the angelic realm. And that's what my focus and my passion is with my work. If you want to learn a little bit more about what I do, I have a couple of free classes you can check out at jenroyster.com, J-E-N-N-R-O-Y-S-T-E-R.com. You can check them out. That way, if you want to be on our newsletter list, we're going to be putting out the new classes soon. It's finally coming through, and we're working on those right now. So they take a little bit of work, but we are getting them up because this is an important year. Now, seeing right now with Archangel Raziel and how he can help us through this new beginning into March. Now, March is the Aries and the fire and the energy. If you are an Aries sign or you have someone on your chart like rising Aries or you are Aries, you might be really feeling that motivation to go. It's going to be fine. You're going to really feel it. Everybody else is too, but you may feel it a little bit more if that is your sign. Now, use it in a positive way. I mean, grab hold of those things that you've been procrastinating about. If there's anything like that, now's a good time to push through it. And one of the other things that he talked about, now, before we went to break, he had a suggestion about going inward with the meditation and how important. He said flat out, you need to be with your own company. That's extremely important. We're going with this. So the only way to do that is to go in and not avoid those things. And those things that you've been avoiding will pop up. I won't say they won't. And we're going to walk through them, respond to them differently, release them. And that's the only way to do it, really. If you're in over your head, you got something big going on with trauma, don't hesitate to reach out for someone that can help you through that. Now, the other thing that he brought up was some of you, now we're addressing different situations here. First one was the meditation or going inward. It is more about the people that really feel the intuition waking up. You're feeling way more emotional, way more like, whoa, they go hand in hand. Okay. You have to be comfortable with the emotions when you're opening up with the intuition and psychic abilities or whatever is going on. Pisces is a very, very much an intuitive sign. And some, you know, this particular time right now, we're finding that if you've been working on it and you've been raising your frequency, it's a lot easier to connect. You're also finding that it's connecting a little bit differently than you expected, or you're learning new surprises. I every day, absolutely. And I love the learning phase. It's okay. It's not like one size fits all, guys. They will resonate and connect with you if you are showing that intention and effort. And they give us so many different signs and synchronicities. You are paying attention to the ones that resonate for you. And not everybody's going to have the same ones come through that resonate for them. Now, with angels, we're not praying to the angels. We're not worshiping the angels. Like sometimes that's misunderstood. That is not what we're doing. They're an aspect of God. They are there to support us. And you can pray to God and they are sent out to help you. So that is how that works. It's not, you know, I just wanted to say something about that because sometimes that gets all caught up in the old religion kind of stuff. And we're not trying to say that at all. And if this isn't for you, then that's fine. Go with what works for you. But this is what we're talking about here. So when you have all those emotions and now it's now you feel like you're going from, and that's the Pisces energy again. Now you're going from, okay, I know things are going on. I'm hearing and seeing and dreaming all kinds of things. Jot them down so you can organize the scatteredness that they may feel. Okay, just jot them down. Last year was a tough year for a lot of people, and we're wrapping up the remnants of that. So you might have felt like in the last month and a half or so that you had a lot of flux of feeling good and then feeling sad and then feeling frustrated and then feeling impatient and then feeling hopeless and then feeling hope, you know, all over. Actually, you're being shown the entire big picture. This is what Raziel wants me to share with you right now. You are seeing the bigger of all, and now you choose the ones you want to keep. Don't go picking, and if you have to have it all, but if you're being shown all of it, now you can make choices for yourself, because they don't choose. It's not like your free will is being taken away and you're being yanked all over the place on purpose. You're being shown a bigger picture for you personally, so you can make some choices moving forward. Right. For example, a good one, if you found a situation from the past that was really tough for you and, you know, really upset you, so you avoided that, right? But now that the heart is opening up and we're moving into this energy, it's very difficult to avoid that. So now what do you do now, right? So you take that and you go, you know what? And it's going to start to feel different. You're going to see, well, I don't have to get upset every time and I don't have to stay attached to it. That intention alone is huge right now, and it's going to be a lot easier to release because of the support we have. So it pops up again. Another situation pops up that will trigger that for you, right? And you're going to find yourself going, if you really have the intention to release that, you may find yourself thinking, yeah, it's just not worth it anymore. It's just not worth wasting all this energy on that. I don't really want to do that. And if you find yourself starting to react the old way, just stop it right there when you are aware that's what is happening. See, now you're at the bigger picture. Just stop it right there and go, you know what? No, we're not going to do that anymore. And just change your mind right then, right there. It's not like there's a mistake. It is practicing a new way of life. Fifth dimension lifestyle living is going to not waste energy on all of that piddly stuff, all of that drama, all of that thing that pulls you down and all of the issues. It's not going to waste energy on that because it's focusing on the happiness and it's focusing on where you want to be and working with your passions and living the life that is truest to you and your soul. So just switch it. And you know, I've had people say there's all kinds of excuses that come up, but I can't because, and this and that. You will when you want to. You will when you want to. Raziel will help you when you want to, when your full intention is there to do it. Don't worry about it if the first couple of times are a little bumpy. That's what happens. I call it life happening. It happens all the time. I mean, look, 2 days ago, half the internet was down because, you know, all of that crazy stuff that happened with Amazon web searching. I mean, even our website had a little bit of weirdness, you know, and it used to be, oh no, everything. And I know that it was bigger for some than others, but I used to be right in the pocket with, you know, and I thought, no, just going to move to over here until that's resolved. It always is resolved. It just happens. Life happens. How are you responding to life happening? That's going to give you a really good gauge on where you are. Are you in the mind or are you working with the heart choices? So, yeah, you'll be able to tell. And if it's feeling bumpy or frustrated, you probably were flipping back and forth to a mind choice. And that's what we're practicing right now. So you're going to feel that back and forth a little bit. It's normal to feel, and if anything feels normal, I know. It's kind of a funny way to say it, but that's what it's going to do. It's just going to flip you back and forth a little bit. So when you're working and you go, okay, I've had enough of this, no more. I want it to be different. Just stop, Take a deep breath and choose it. You will be so surprised in how empowering that is. Just that simple little step. Raziel says so much of the magic of this universe, if you want to use the word magic, is right under our nose. We're just not aware of it because we won't stop to pay attention. That's where the meditation is going to help you a lot, because it opens up your awareness to pay attention to these little things. You know, stop and smell the roses kind of thing. Now, you may also feel this fiery energy of impatience with the Aries energy. That's the shadow side of an Aries energy, where it's impatient and, you know, it might have a little bit of temperament. Do what you need to move that energy through. And it might be a little bit more exercise or some kind of activity, but work to balance that so it's not exploding out all over you, berating yourself. I've seen that. They're not berating somebody else. They're berating themselves. It's terrible because they're not keeping up. And watch out for that one. That's just a little heads up on that. As you'll see, don't get caught up in that one. That's more the mind, again, versus the heart. Your heart knows what you want. It knows the way for you. It knows the path. So this is a time to follow the heart. It's a really big deal. And Raziel wants to help us with that. Now, we're about to go to break here, and I have a couple more things, and I have one from the email bag that I'll bring up when we come back. But I want you to think about all that you have going on right now, and where do you fit in with some of these things that Raziel is addressing? He's just flat out taking the rug out and saying, this is the way it is. And he doesn't play around with that. So it's either for you or it's not, if you're not ready. We're going to take the short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap the show up, and we're also going to read a question from one of the viewers, listeners, that had a, and it's a question that she sent in. So you can do that if you don't listen to the show live, guys, and you can check that out at my website. There's information on how to do that. We will be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's SilverGaia.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve, now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back for the last segment, guys. Now, we've been talking about Archangel Raziel and angel guidance for March of 2017. And what is that? That is, we're at that new beginning and changing everything in our lives for the better. And that's what he has. So I have an email that came in from the email bag. So let me pull that up. And I've got this so I can read better and stay in the mic. This is from Nikki, and she said, and hello, Nikki, and I'm so glad to have you with our listening and viewing family. Thanks so much for your podcast. I cannot tell you how much I enjoy listening to them on my walks. Oh, that's cool. And thank you. This week, your email resonated with me. To the newsletter that we put out weekly, I always put a personal note to my newsletter followers and subscribers. So that always comes out on Wednesday if you want to be a part of that. It's been exhausting. Let's see, really resonated with me as I'm feeling strong past emotions come to the surface. Exactly what Pisces is doing for you, it sounds like. It's been exhausting. I'm in my 30s and dealing with painful memories from when I was a child teenager. Nothing too serious, but enough that I hung on to them. Not too fun. Okay. Anyway, I've been trying the EFT tapping to release them. I find this works for a bit, and I'm still feeling bogged down. Any input into what else I can do? I'm always reaching out to the angels, but I get frustrated sometimes when I don't feel relief. I'm ready to be done with all these old emotions, self-esteem issues. I tell myself surrender, but easier said than done. Thanks for listening. All the best, Nikki. I'm sure a lot of people listening right now can relate to that, Nikki. Absolutely. So here's the deal. First of all, you were saying that you felt like you were holding on to the older stuff from when you were younger. Okay, absolutely. When I was reading this before we came back from break, I asked Raziel, what could I offer to help with us? You know, what can we share for her? What do you want me to tell Nikki or anybody else in the situation? First, he said, don't give up on the EFT tapping. However, you are a unique individual and that it's part of the equation, and to mix it up. Mix it up. What can happen in this, if this is resonating, he brings up the word rut. If you are one that gets into it and then it's like, okay, we do the same thing. And then it's like, why isn't it working? Well, one of the best ways to bust through something that feels like a broken record is, for those that remember vinyl records, anybody out there know what that is? And it's to change it up, do something completely different. You can still do the EFT because there is something to that that can really help you. However, change it up. Change where you walk. That was one. What was the other one that you asked me to tell her? Hang on a second. Ah, okay. He's saying to look at some completely different way to focus your energy. Okay, thank you. I was like, what are you trying to tell me? It sounded complicated. There's a lot of focus on what's wrong. And that's what he's saying. He's like, you're working to release, but so much focus is on what's wrong, what you don't like. He said, you can easily right now, if you were to focus on that it's not even there anymore, like look at your life as though it is gone and how it would be, and tap into that energy, even if it's short-lived at first, because it'll be wrestling. because that's where the mind is pulling you back. It's the mind. Your heart wants to be in that place of releasement. So it's taking some of the focus off. Instead of 24/7, it's always about what we're trying to get rid of. What we have, what we've gained, it's already gone. That's going into receive mode. And I love this answer for you. This is the magic one for you. This is for anybody that feels like that's happening. I've had this happen. Another wonderful, wonderful thing, and I'm going to give you a visual right now that I find works wonders. It's one of my personal ones that I use for myself, and I found that this works great when you really feel something's got you, okay, like in just bondage, chains so much. Visualize that you have these roots. Just close your eyes for a moment and visualize that there's these roots coming up, like vines. And they're coming up and they're kind of around your ankles. That's the stuff we're trying to get rid of. Visualize how thick that might be. At one point, I had something really tough I was trying to get rid of. And when I visualized and thought about that, it was really overgrown, big, thick, heavy vines. I went, whoa. Archangel Michael is actually the one that showed me this. And he said, take my sword and start whacking those things off. So it took me a week of thinking about it every day, and I just started hacking down these overgrown vines until I didn't see them all around me anymore holding me back. It was huge. So that's something I'm sharing, because when you feel that stuck, especially with old trauma, trauma is like a broken record, is what Raziel brought up. And he's saying, you got to flip it and move that needle off the skip. You've just got to tweak it a little bit and boom, it'll start to, the momentum will start and it will move again. They hear you every single time. It's more going into the receive mode and believing it's already been answered and it's already done. That will start to move this for you, Nikki, and anybody else that might be feeling that. So I'm glad she sent that in, because I know that that's a lot of what people might be feeling right now. And the Pisces energy is taking us through some serious reviews and taking us into some crazy, I don't want to think about that. I thought that was all. Like I said, Raziel says, all of this review of what's good, what's not so good, why am I remembering that? What in the world? You know, you just feel like, oh my gosh, it's taking me everywhere. It's an entire big picture of everything you choose from. Guys, if you find that in the releasement mode, it's just bogging down like that, take a break from thinking about what you need to let go of and put it on something that has the joy, the bliss, the like, lighten it up a little bit. Give yourself a break, because sometimes we just need a break. We need a break. You might be being too serious with it to where you're not giving yourself enough of the joy and the good time in your life. And sometimes we give it all of that and then we don't do any of the work. So it's just the opposite of that. Sometimes people don't want to work on it at all, and sometimes we're working on it too much. The secret to everything in life is a balance of it all. It's always a balance. Angels will help you. They will help you pinpoint what part needs balancing. They'll help you pinpoint. They'll help you with ways to work through it. There's always a solution to every situation. There is all hope. And honestly, the hope is starting to really flow in. So guys, if you were feeling like you were on your last leg, take a deep breath, refuel, rest, take a time out, and then know that it is happening. We're in the new beginning. March has some great energy for you, but if you are at different stages, and I talked about different places that you might be in this, or you might be brand new, so whoa, start with the meditation, guys. Now, I want to say thank you to Raziel and Michael that came in a little bit for this show. I always love working with them. I'm continuing to work with them. If you guys are new to the show, you can check it out. You can see some free classes at jenreuscher.com. I want to say thank you to everyone. We are out of time. I got to go. But we're going to be working on those new classes coming out soon. So for those, hang in there. This is a great time to write the book of your life, a brand new one. The other chapter's closed. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time here on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.